Good morning. In order to conclude our topic of the prohibition of a man walking in back of a woman, be it on the street, in a mall, in a store, we are going to simply bring the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll bring a summary of the halachas as recorded in the book Chut Shani of Rav Nissen Karelet. So the Shulchan Aruch and Evin Ezer, Siman Chaf Aleph, the first Seif Pasuk is as follows: Paga Yisha Bashuk, if somebody's walking along and he encounters a woman, Asur Lahalech Achara, he's not permitted to walk in back of her, to follow along. Ela Ratz, he should run quickly, a Mesaka Letzadim Ola Acharav, he should go quickly and get to her side or get in front of her in a way that he won't be able to see his movement. So we're going to have now five halachas that are going to be a concise summary of the halachas that we've been learning over the past few days. So number one, says Rav Nissen Karel, it's in the Sefer Chut Shani, Ein Leilech HaChareisha, that says, we just said in the Shulchan Aruch, don't walk in back of a woman, even if it's your wife, but simply be sure to hurry up, go on her side, go in front of her, ideally in front of her, not on the side. If on the side, you have to make sure you can't see her. And we also have a machlokis, an important machlokis of the Achronim. What distance does this apply from the woman? Is it only a problem if you're within 4 amos of her? In other words, 4 amos in back of her, 6 feet, 2 meters approximately. That is a problem. But out of that is not a problem. So that is one opinion. There is another opinion, and I think this is the more widely held opinion, that as long as you can see the movements of her body, then you cannot be walking in back of her. But if you're more distant than that, that you can't see the movements of her body, then it's not a problem. That is the first halacha. The second halacha, we have an exception to the rule. We have another solution. If somebody is hurrying to do a mitzvah, he's running to shul, running a little bit late, and if he has to wait for the woman to go by, if he has to wait on his place until she goes, or if he has to go another route to get to shul, he is going to miss doing the mitzvah. He's going to a bris milah, and they're starting on time, and he's cutting it too close, and he gets stuck behind a woman. It's like getting stuck behind a truck when you're trying to ride, and you have a delay now. So we have another solution specifically in that situation, that you may miss doing that mitzvah, then he can simply look down at the ground and keep on moving, even though she's in front of him. But in order to avoid missing that mitzvah, in that situation, according to the Radvaz, it's permitted to look down and keep on going. According to the Orach HaShulchan that we saw, he permits it even b'shas hadchak, even if it's not to do a mitzvah, but there's an exigent circumstance, something is happening that you feel some urgency to continue walking, you don't have time to find other solutions, walk another route, then you could simply look down and continue walking, even though you have a woman right in front of you. Gimel, the third halacha, nowadays, that even if you are going to quickly run ahead of her or walk on the side of her, but you're likely going to wind up in back of another woman. So what does it help? Nonetheless, we still posken that you shouldn't make the effort and get in back of that, get from in back of that woman, go in front, and even if there's another woman there, deal with it then, but it's preferable to not walk in back the same woman along the way. So do your best and continue with the halachas of going in front or on the side of woman so you cannot see her movements, but don't stay in back of the same woman with the understanding, even with the knowledge that if you go in front of her, there's somebody else going to be there. So do it anyway. Number Dalit, fourth halacha, this Chazon Ish tells us that sitting in back of a woman, for example, on a bus, is even worse than sitting on her side. So better than sit on her side and not be staring at her that than sitting in a back. And the fifth halacha, and on this we're going to conclude, is it is prohibited, says Rav Nissen Karelet, to put yourself into a situation of walking on back of a woman saying, I am confident that I will not have improper thoughts. Don't think that you can rely on the Torah that you learn. If we have a great Talmud Chacham, Rosh Yeshiva, somebody who's learning in Kolo 24 hours a day, it doesn't matter. Human nature is such that it is risky to walk in back of a woman, and accordingly adhere to these halachas, says Rav Nissen Karelitz. Have a wonderful day.